He's not even close to being the biggest problem with the Bulls as an organization. And we've seen it on display year after year after year, where the Bulls then end up stuck in a place where, even though Pat says it's not about luck, they have to be lucky to find themselves in a position where they can move this franchise back to even being competitive.
Well, they continue to blame the media for that perception, too. If you listen to Michael Reinsdorf, and he said, well, people have cell phones now, and all they understand about the team is what they hear and read. Well, yes. And just talk
comes
to
from places.
And this is from a guy who says he talks to people around the league. Well, then people around the league are not telling you the truth about what is being said about the Bulls organization.
And why would they?
Of course.
And it's flabbergasting that he doesn't understand that they have no stake in your success. The league is going to net them money no matter what. They don't need the Bulls to be good. They would prefer that the Bulls not be good. So yeah, they're going to tell you that your baby's not ugly. Your baby's damn ugly, and it's been ugly for a long damn time.
Yeah, ugly baby.
Dan, I'm so, like, it's so disappointing. And the thing is that I have anger. Okay. I feel it is
the fact
righteous.
That you still have it though. The fact that you
That's
can
incredible.
The fact that you
it
can
really
get
is.
To the point to like a lot of us are just learned helplessness.
But
that's my point.
Resigned.
I'm one of those holdovers. I am one of those people that grew up in the Jordan era, and it angers me. I'm 43 years old. The 28-year-old that you talk to, the 25-year-old that's listening to us today, they're teetering more towards ambivalence. They're teetering towards, well, you know, Giannis is real good.
Your 26-year-old executive producer.
My 26-year-old executive producer, who was there in the room last night, is moving in that direction. They don't have the tether of the Jordan era and how good it made them feel and what the United Center means. They don't have that. So Michael can complain all he wants about the newfangled way of technology in 2019. But guess what? That fan, you have abandoned. You have abandoned that fan. And that fan doesn't care about the six banners in the UC. They want to see, what are you doing now? And if you thought that you were, as a franchise, close with Derrick Rose, well, guess what? That is dead and gone. And that fan that saw Derrick Rose on the floor in against Philadelphia, he's been waiting. She's been waiting for 7 years for you to do anything that comes close to looking like a real big boy organization in the NBA. And what are they stuck with? They are stuck with you complaining about the coverage. What coverage were you expecting? What coverage was John Paxson or Michael Reinsdorf expecting? Their team and their organization has been trash for years. We're supposed to act like they're not? Bulls fans that did live during the Jordan years, we're supposed to act like this, everything's fine? No, screw that. I am not going to do that. I don't care if this is a Bulls flagship station or not. They need to hear the truth. And they need to understand that this is not because someone wants the Bulls to be bad. We want the Bulls to be good. It would be great for us as the flagship of the Bulls for the Bulls to be good. But you know what's standing in the way of the Bulls being good? The Bulls. They're standing in the way of it.
More of this coming your way. Don't go anywhere.
We are Sports Radio 670, The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, a radio.com sports station. Tony, let's get to work.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
Maybe we're not going to have a good time talking about the Bulls.
Totally depends.
I mean, if it's the number one pick, we're having a party. All right, let's go through it. Let's go through it, Tony. If it's the number two pick, we go, oh, okay, they need a point guard. John Morant, I've heard of him. If they ended with a number three pick, oh, okay. RJ Barrett. I mean, a lot of people thought that he was the better player coming into Duke. Anything lower than that.
Let's do that hockey.
Exactly. We will be getting ready for Blackhawks season.
Make me a bicycle, clown.
The top of the hour is being brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. They're a winning franchise. The Chicago Wolves have advanced to the Western Conference Finals versus San Diego. Game 1 and 2 will be played this Friday and Saturday night at Allstate Arena. Tickets start at $15. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for playoff and ticket information. This hour is being brought to you by Crystal Lake Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. I am Lawrence Holmes. This is my show. Here with you until 2 o'clock this afternoon here on The Score. We are going to talk about the Bulls momentarily. I am going to step out of the way of some of this Bulls conversation because you know how I feel about all this stuff. I'm not blaming them for not getting the number one pick. It's the luck of the draw. It's math. I can't blame them for that, but the spotlight is back on your ineptitude as a franchise now. Sorry. We start the show as we start all things with a rundown.
Run them down.
The rundown.
I told Tony to keep the rundown short today because we have a lot of Bull stuff to talk about. And he obliged, especially considering that the White Sox game yesterday was a disaster from the third inning on.
Breaking ball stayed up, and he clobbers it. Bowers leaves the ballpark with the third home run for Cleveland this afternoon.
They're still 16-14 in their last 30, so I'll be happy.
We're still good. We're still good. It's
if you want to hear White Sox talk, I have a podcast called Loho Daily. I talk with my man Slavko Bekovic over at NBC Sports Chicago. We did 25 solid minutes on the White Sox. It is available on radio.com. You can get your White Sox fix right there. What about the Cubs, though? Them boys, man. Them boys is out here causing trouble. And Kyle Hendricks was like, I'll just do everything.
The pitch on the way to Kyle. Swung on, hit in the air to center field. Back goes Senzel. That's over his head. It's up against the center field fence. One run is in. Here comes Elmora to score. A two-run double for Kyle Hendricks. Cubs lead 2-0.
Right-hander deals 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. A changeup down near the dust. Now the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. It looked like a change. Foul tipped into the mid of Contreras. 1-2-3 for Hendricks. Another strikeout.
Hendricks comes back to Farmer. Swing and a foul, or did he miss it? He missed it. Strike three. The ball was dropped by Contreras, creating the temporary illusion that it may have been fouled, but it was not.
Cubs are 24-8 since starting 1-6. They win yesterday.